Thomas prepares to take this corner from the left-hand side. Curl towards the edge of the six-yard area. Clevis is impeded. Dobson gets a header, and it's off the line by Jimmy Case. Pagic inside, midway inside the Liverpool half, forward to Walsh. Walsh, a lovely little touch out at Thomas on that left-hand side. What a fine game Mickey Walsh is having, and we commented on half-time, but he's carried on from that solid build that he had in the first 45 minutes. Hansen with a weak clearance, King with a volley, and it's there! Andy King has scored for Everton. Delirium at Goodison Park. Dalglish inside the box, tries to lay it back for Alan Kennedy, gets in a shot, might roll for Johnson, and it's there! 1-1, and David Johnson has done it again, and no he hasn't, the referee has disallowed it. Again, a very familiar picture, Liverpool players absolutely furious with Pat Partridge, not for the first time in the history of the football club, but it's the linesman's flag held upright on this near side, which rules out David Johnson's goal for offside. To David Johnson. Hansen again doing well. Gets it away from Johnson and McMahon. Good run this by Hansen. Ian Rush with a real chance, and it's there! Ian Rush, with 10 minutes gone, puts Liverpool in front. Hansen so assured in possession. Finds Ian Rush just outside the penalty area. Onto his left foot. Low drive, and it's there! Ian Rush gets his second of the afternoon. Dalglish is into the byline on the right-hand side, across the face of goal, and it's there! Mark Lawrenson makes it 3-0 for Liverpool. And that is surely curtains for Everton. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Dalglish on the edge of the centre circle. Now Rush is onside and he's clean through on Neville Southall. Great chance for Ian Rush. Oh, he's hit the post again. Back again across the face of goal, and that's it. Ian Rush scores the first Derby hat-trick since the war. Lee up to the centre spot, trying to thread it through. Ian Rush, another chance for him to score. He's round Neville Southall, and that is 4 for Rush and 5 for Liverpool. And Ian Rush surely can't believe what is happening to him. What a single performance it's been. Do you really want to hurt me? Snowden, who's pushed up. Snowden coming forward, lays the ball into Johnson. Johnson turns, shoots, it's in! Norris Johnson has scored off the post! Would you believe it? He scored here last year, and Norris Johnson has got a goal back within 2 minutes of Liverpool taking the lead. Ball played out to Ablett, though, down the left-hand side, inside to Beardsley, edge of the area, Beardsley shoots, it's there! Peter Beardsley scored for Everton, and he may well have won this game for Everton. Life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all this, I wish you
There's no better feeling than winning a derby game. I experienced it a few times as a red, and it's especially sweet as a blue because most times you're the underdog.
To live for our supporters, which is the most important thing, and they've not had much to shout about, especially Goodison this season. To beat Liverpool, I mean, is a tremendous lift for everyone. And I will always.
It's one of the most important games of the actual year. It only happens obviously twice in the season, but every time it's an absolute cracking match. You can't beat it.
All the other towns say they've got derbies, but there's nothing compares to the derby up here.
It's a bragging right, isn't it? It's the chance to have one over on all your mates.
Can't explain it when you win, like, just got them when you get beat, and hopefully you don't get beat, innit?
On Goodison Derby Day, it's all about this, and Penny Dalglish has scored for Liverpool. A stunning goal from 20 yards, a magnificent strike by Penny Dalglish. What a start. Stevens tried to head it square, it hit Rush. Great chance for Ronnie Whelan. Rush, 2-0 to Liverpool. Ian Rush, who has such a habit of scoring in derby games, has got another. And Liverpool have taken Goodison Park by storm. Beglin into the penalty area and Dalglish. Good tackle by Marshall. McMahon with a shot. Oh, I say, what a dream goal for Steve McMahon. McMahon under pressure from Bracewell. He's won the ball. Edge of the penalty area, right footed shot. Hit McMahon, sharp, it's in. And Everton are back in with a shout. Bracewell again, 10 yards outside the penalty area. Cheedy, edge of the penalty area. Great chance for Adrian Heath. Lineker, he scored. Everton got a chance in the last 10 minutes to snatch a point, and we've got a grandstand finish at Goodison Park.
Looking back over the season, it's been the best game of the season. I think the same is for Everton. I think that's been their greatest match as well. It was really unbelievable, and especially in a derby, to have a game like that.
Hinchcliffe left footed. Now, if he can deliver another one in the same way that he did just a few moments ago, there'll be problems for Liverpool. Ball goes up, it's there! It's Duncan Ferguson, who scored his first goal for Everton. Hinchcliffe plays a high-hanging ball into the heart of the penalty area. James Cook took a deflection chance, it's there! And Paul Rideout has won the derby for Everton. The deflection fell kindly for the substitute in the second half. And Goodison Park is alight. The Everton bench, there's nothing impassive about it now.
We knew that this game was going to be won on passion. And we worked on passion, we worked on closing people. Worked on winning the second ball, as it's called in football, and I think you saw the results tonight, that even when we didn't threaten them too much first half, they didn't threaten us either.
Ferguson gets the touch off of Campbell. Good chance. Block challenge. Ferguson drives it home. The loose ball fell kindly to the big man. He never misses his opportunity in the derby match. Liverpool can clear with Dietmar Hamann. Now he's switched the long ball out towards Fowler. Fowler's on the corner of the penalty. He's got twice a three inside the six-yard box, and he didn't find it. Forced to Babbel, who drives it home. Marcus Babbel bumps it home from just inside the penalty area. Lightning Liverpool break. What took you so long? What took you all night? What took you forever to see? I'm back, you know
Muller steps up, left footed, and net. No, it doesn't net. It's off the inside of the post and runs out to the left-hand side, and Everton get themselves a goal kick. Unsworth at the Gladys Street end. He's already netted from the spot this season. Can he beat Vesterveld? Yes, he can. He pumps it down the middle. Vesterveld went to his right. And Everton are on level terms. It's 2-2. About 25 seconds on my watch. Is there to be controversy in the final moments for the second season in succession at Goodison? McAllister goes. Oh, short goal! Oh, there is! There is controversy because Gary McAllister has netted from 35 yards and more. What took you so long? What took you all night? What took you forever to see? I'm right. You know I treat you so good. I make you feel fine. You know I'll never give it up this time.
We never put our heads down. We were solid, we were strong, we took our chances. In the end, I think there was a bit of justice because we deserved to win today.
I think there's only one team in it in the second half. You know, that's just unbelievable what's happened at the end.
Here's Johnson up front for Everton, plays it wide right to the touchline, headed into the box by Carsey, maybe a chance, it's poked home, it's gone past Pepe Reina, it's a goal, Everton score, it's poked home by Tim Cahill, ball through towards Johnson, right side of the box, he's gone through, and he's made it two, and Merseyside derby goals can certainly be the making of a man. Andy Johnson feels twice the size of anyone inside Goodison Park at the moment. What a strike! And he puts his side 2-0 ahead of Liverpool. For Carsley, might shoot from distance, he does, and Pepe Reina's made that terrible hash in it, and it's gone in. Andy Johnson has certainly won it now for Everton. Oh, that completes Liverpool's misery. It compounds it as far as they're concerned, and it is absolute joy for every Evertonian. And Andy Johnson got the final touch. It's two for him, it's three for Everton.
It's like an out-of-body experience for Bill Kenwright at the moment. I can't take all of this in. I mean, Stephen McCarron and I were talking before the game, and he said, "Are you nervous?" And I said, "I just hate these games." And I said, "To be honest with you, there's very few football games now that even as a rabid fan you say you go to for entertainment, because it's not much enjoyment in football because the stakes are so high." And when that second goal went in and I had that out-of-body experience, we looked at each other and I said, "That's what you come for."
Oh, that's a great ball. 20 yards through towards Harry Kewell, the number 7. Lays it on for Owen. Inside the penalty area. Owen scored the first goal of the Merseyside derby. And Michael Owen latched on to a brilliant ball upfield. A side-footed shot into the corner of Steve Simonson's net. There was little room for error. Catch a star if you can. Wish for something special. Let it be me. My love is free. Long ball up to Milan Baros. Runs past his
well.
Defender. Gone past Josef Yoba. Making a bit of view. Baros lays it off. Owen for number 2! And Owen scores a second for Liverpool. And it might just be out of reach for Everton, this Merseyside derby. I'll write a symphony just for you and me. If you let me love you, I'll paint a masterpiece just for you. spotted and Steve Simonson's out and Owen flies it in. Kuhl will pick up and that's goal number three and that's all over in the Merseyside derby as Liverpool record four consecutive wins at Goodison Park and Harry Kuhl gets on the score sheet for Liverpool.